I'm so curious to know, what is the process of spaghettification? I understand that the technical term is tidal disruption.
So the event we would call is a tidal disruption event, where you're really kind of being destroyed by a supermassive black hole. But we do use the term spaghettification. It was actually coined by Stephen Hawking.
Oh, wow.
Surprisingly, yeah. Most people don't think it is, but yeah, he was the first one to write it down in his book, and are like, yeah, all right, that kind of works.
Let's go with it. Let's just, if Mr. Hawking says it, it must be right. So let's just go with it. So
what, exactly, that's right.
What does the spaghettification of a star look like? What happens?
So what happens is, you know, the supermassive black hole is very massive. There has lots of gravity. And so that gravity acts like a giant vacuum cleaner and literally sucks out or sucks on the star or whatever gets near it. So we think of black holes as sucking these things in, and they do. And in this case, the black hole starts to tug on the star so much that it stretches and stretches, you know, kind of like pulling a piece of taffy until it turns into kind of like a piece of molecular hydrogen gas spaghetti thrown around the area. And half of it kind of falls into the black hole, but about another half of the star is spat out in this huge amount of energy that we can detect in space.
Wow. And what I was interested to learn is, this isn't something that happens quite quickly, is it? This is something that happens over a process of months, isn't it?
That's right. It does take time, for this whole thing to happen. You know, it takes weeks to months, depending on when you caught it, to see it. Because as the star is orbiting around, it's getting stretched and stretched and stretched. And rip apart, so it doesn't just fall into a black hole. I think it's what people think, you know, just get into a black hole and you just fall in. But it is a definite slow process. And normally, we don't see the whole process. We either miss it, we only catch part of it. And also, there's a lot of stuff going around. There's a lot of stuff being shot out. So you don't always get to see through all of the chaos and stuff going around. But in this case, we caught it early. And we're able to see lots of details to see how the whole process unfolds.
Wow, and this one was closer than any star spaghettification that we'd seen before as well, wasn't it?
That's right. So far, this is the closest to the Earth that we've detected at a mere 215 million light years, which...
Around the corner.
Exactly, that's right. We'll pop over for the weekend. you know, this is one of the things, is because these things, even though they take months, they don't last, you know, super not long. It's not like lots of things in space where they'll be around for millions or billions of years. And if you don't know where to look, or you don't know where to look and you miss it, you can easily not find it. So it's kind of hard to figure out when and where these things may be. And given what we're finding about them, finding it this close is actually quite a big deal in terms of allowing us to study, because close means brighter, brighter means lots of detail.
So this one was closer, it was brighter, we had more detail, we were able to observe it, and by we, I mean you and your team, not the average person. You were able to observe it for longer, from that kind of beginning to end. What does this mean then for studies like the studies that you're doing, for our understanding of the universe?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, black holes are quite interesting and fascinating, and we've really gone in the past 10 years for finding, you know, a lot more about black holes. I'm going from this idea that, yeah, maybe we kind of know what they do, but, you know, we're not really seeing it, to getting lots of detail, lots of information, and really seeing, the secret dark side of a black hole, seeing what happens near as you get to the boundary of the black hole. That's what's happening here. As you get near that boundary of the black hole, that's when the gravity is so strong, it does the spaghettification. So starting to get the insight, starting to get to see how it does. You know, this was just a star about the size of the sun. So really getting to see just what another solar system, because there would have been planets probably around this. This would have also happened to those planets. Getting to see all that sort of stuff in real detail, in real time scales, we hope can allow us to figure out what happens in our own galaxy at the supermassive black hole and others as well.
Wow, it's so interesting and so cool. I love so much how often astrophysics and the study of the universe does relate back to pasta. I feel like it happens a lot, or food. But this is a super cool phenomenon. This is an awesome thing that has been able to be studied. How did you guys stumble upon it? How is this one found?
So there are telescopes that kind of survey the sky looking for changes. They're looking for planets going around the stars, to stars that go flares, to exploding stars, to these sorts of things. And there's lots of stuff that changes the nighttime sky. So it's kind of a matter of sifting through of all of it to pick out the special nuggets. And then my PhD student, Harry Abbott, who's leading the follow-up of trying to find these rare events using the Sunning Spring Observatory in northern New South Wales, was looking for telescopes to, or objects to look at that night, said, hey, this one appears to be nearby. Looks like they caught it early. We don't know what it is. Let's take a look at it. And then confirm, yeah, this really is a supermassive black hole. So it's a lot of work. It's also just a lot of bit of luck. You know, we could have chose the boring thing instead of this, which is always a part of the ride.
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, Dr. Tucker, we'll have to leave it there. But thank you so much for joining us this morning and telling us a little bit about this awesome phenomenon in our universe.
No worries. Take care.
Thanks so much.